You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What's going on in your world?
Oh, just being a slave to my dog again, as usual, like most dog owners. You've heard me talk about how picky I am about my grass, and it's looking really good right now, Dom.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag dad life. Even Nicole was out in the backyard last night. She's like, it's like a park out here. Looks really good, except when you start looking over in the corners where my little Goldie Fawn has been going, and there's nice brown dead circles because her little pee area that she goes in. And she's a female dog, and they squat, and it's killing the grass, which I can't stand. So on the side of the house now, I'm creating a special doggy potty area. And right now I'm about $230 deep into creating a little area for my dog to urinate. We're talking sand, pea gravel, a special rock border. I ordered $150 worth of turf, artificial turf yesterday that we're going to have to train her to go on. So by the time this is all said and done, I'm thinking $250, $300 to create an area just for my dog to pee. To save my grass. Okay. And then we have to train her. So now we have to walk out every time that we let her out. And we've got to use, like, potty on the turf, potty on the turf, go potty on the turf.
Oh, my God.
My future holds at least 200 to 300 potty on the turfs coming out of my mouth.
Okay.
But, hey, man, it's a small price to pay to save your grass. And, listen, I know everyone's rushing to your phones right now to send me messages about, you know, giving your dog cranberry juice or shoving baking soda in their water or those special potty pills. We've talked to our vet. They suggest that you don't do that.
Oh.
Because it can jack with their pH balance and their kidneys, and then they get kidney stones, and then there's surgeries, and it makes things a whole lot worse if you start putting additives into their water.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Well, you know the science nerd that I am. I love this really, there was a deep investigation into this and the thing about dogs peeing on grass and how, you know, it damages this. And they spent something like 2 years doing this deep study and what to do about that. And I love that they finally came out and they said, the answer is don't get a flipping dog. That's what they said. So
if I could get back in my time machine, Dom. I could get in the DeLorean and go back.
Hundreds of dollars and turf and gravel and everything so the dog can urinate.
Go on the turf. Go on the turf. And then every YouTube video I'm watching about this, they're like, this is a great, you know, a great option for your dog. Great option to save the grass. And blah, blah, blah. I was like, just make sure you don't place the turf in direct sunlight. I'm just going to get stanky. I tried to find like a shaded area, you know, and
I've got even a better idea than not getting a dog. Why don't you cut a little hole in your fence with a little door and the dog can go next door and pee on the neighbor's
yard.
The dog
can just run away. Run away.
No, I was thinking you get a little back and forth door, like a doggy door, and the dog can just pee on your next door neighbor's lawn.
I like that a lot.
And then come back.
Go to the neighbor's.
And as soon as it comes back, there's a little treat waiting. So.
Pee in the neighbor's.
I bet that'll take 2 days to train Goldie Fawn.
Brilliant, buddy.